Hey everyone, and welcome to the first episode of the Tech Life Podcast, your home for tech news, reviews, and more. First up, Apple has released the second edition of their iPhone SE. Impressively, it has the A13 Bionic chip, which is found in the iPhone 11 series. So, for $399, that's a pretty good deal. I think what breaks it for me is the 4.7-inch display at 720p, and although there's no official battery capacity because Apple doesn't do that, they claim the battery life is around the iPhone 8 level, which had a 1,821 mAh battery, so not great, but I suppose it'll get the job done, especially for $399. I mean, although there are competitors which are offering bigger screens and better batteries for that price, I suppose it's Apple, so people will buy it, and it might force bigger companies like Samsung to reduce their price points a little, because the phones at the moment are pretty ridiculous. I mean, $1,500 for a phone, it's just no one wants to pay that. But they will anyway, because it's the brand, I suppose. Moving on, it comes in 64GB, 128GB, and 256GB variants. It has Touch ID, but no Face ID, because this is the old bezel style, so it's like the old iPhone SE, of course. So it has the big bezels. I mean, I'm personally not a fan of it, but I mean, it's up to you what you want. It also has an IP67 rating, which is pretty handy. 12MP rear camera and 7MP front, which isn't the best, but again, at this price point, it's pretty good. Same with the 4K 60fps video, which is definitely more than you'll ever need at this price point. And it's available in black, white, and product red. And for the product red variant, some of the proceeds go to the global COVID-19 response, which is quite nice. Next up, Epic Games has finally given in, and they've released Fortnite on the Google Play Store. So they've actually bit the bullet, and they want to deal with the 30% cut that Google Play takes from all in-app purchases. I mean, they had to do that with Apple, so I'm sure they were prepared to do it at some point with Google Play, but it's interesting that they're doing it now, because it's after the spike, so I'm sure they could have got a lot more users and probably a lot more revenue if they released it on Google Play first. But I suppose it shows that Fortnite it's definitely not as popular as it used to be, but I suppose it could be a bit telling about how low the fan base has got. I mean, first they added in bots for a while, and now they merged all the platforms, and now they've released it on Google Play, so it's definitely a new low for the game. Netflix has also just introduced a screen lock feature. It seems to be Android only at the moment, but I'm sure it'll come to iOS once it's been figured out. It helps you avoid accidental interactions like pausing, skipping, or going to the next episode. The only problem with it is that system gestures still work, so I mean, if you accidentally press the back button, then it will just exit out, but I don't really see a use for it, but I'm sure some people will. I mean, it's a nice thing to have, so thanks Netflix. And last up, Facebook has launched a game streaming platform. Could be a possible competitor to Twitch, YouTube, or Mixer, but I'm not sure whether it will, because the platforms are already so big, I don't think people want to migrate all their followers and everything over, especially with all the controversies that Facebook's had. I just don't think it will blow up to the same scale that they have. I mean, I'm sure there is a market for it somewhere, that's probably why they made it, but I don't think it'll ever be as mainstream as YouTube or Twitch. It's separate from the regular Facebook app, so you can easily access it. And the Android app is out already, with the iOS app to come, so if you want to try it, then go ahead. I mean, I don't think I will be, but let me know how it goes. That's all the tech news for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in for the first podcast episode. If you're interested in seeing more, you can follow or subscribe, just whatever it is on your platform. I'd really appreciate it. And also check me out on my socials. Thank you very much. See you next time. Goodbye.